Exclusive, Senator Joni Ernst, helping DOGE uncover government waste is why I was put into the Senate. By Hannah Knudsen on February 14, 2025. Helping the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, uncover government waste is why I was put into the Senate. Senator Joni Ernst, RIA, said during an appearance on the Alex Marlow Show. Ernst, who identified the topic of exposing government waste as a passion, explained that the work of DOGE, in coordination with herself and others, is, in some ways, really the culmination of 10 years of work. She and her office have been working on what she described as squeal work, publishing squeal awards for government waste fraud that we have uncovered every month. I literally have several staff members on my team that are entirely dedicated to uncovering fraud and waste within the federal government. So, not only am I working to uncover that, but then my role and oversight in the United States Senate is then to provide solutions, find the policy that will correct the behaviors that we have seen in the federal government. So, I have this huge stash of work that has been done on squeal work, which is now called DOGE work, she said, reminding listeners that she actually began her work in politics as a county auditor in rural Iowa. Watch, White House press secretary brings the receipts of waste cut by DOGE. So, I have always been very focused on making sure that the books are balanced and making sure that government is spending taxpayer dollars appropriately. You know, I grew up in a very modest household, a farm family, where we really had to pinch pennies. Didn't have a lot growing up, all of my constituents are like that. You know, they understand the value of a dollar, she said. So, what we have done is document what we have found. As far as fraud, waste, abuse, what we think of as abuse in the federal government and presented solutions. So, I did have this huge amount of information that, once President Trump was elected and he decided to go forward with the Department of Government Efficiency, I had it ready to go, she said. So, my staff and I put together an 8-page memorandum for Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, and I went to Florida. I went to Mar-a-Lago, and I sat down with each of them and walked them through what I call my blueprint for $2 trillion of savings right off the bat, the senator continued. Ernst discussed how this topic, of identifying and slashing government waste, was not always popular or sexy, but now that it is. And thanks to the decade of work completed when this was not a cool topic or priority, DOGE is more prepared. There were just a handful of us, Alex, that have really cared about this through the years, and it wasn't the latest, greatest, sexy thing. Then you're talking about numbers and departments, I mean, it's just not exciting. And so, it is a bit frustrating, most certainly. Because I have so much legislation that would have dealt with a number of these issues years and years ago. She said, noting that she may go back and add up the savings that would have already occurred if those ideas were implemented long ago. Watch, Elon Musk sign displayed as Democrats freak out over DOGE cutting waste, fraud. But you know that the positive thing is, though, that while I wish we would have started this much sooner, I wish a lot of our leadership would have taken our ideas seriously many years ago. I'm so thankful that President Trump and Elon Musk have made it the latest, greatest, sexy thing, the lawmaker said, expressing confidence that Trump can make real change with the work of DOGE. We know, in the Senate, it does take a number of Democrats supporting us. But I think the way the president is operating right now, whether it's through executive order, his actions. Through DOGE, he can make real change that I do believe will last a very long time. But ultimately, yes, we have to have legislation, puts it in code, and then we're locked in. The trouble will be getting these frazzled Democrats to join us in those efforts, she said. Host Alex Marlow asked, Senator, do you ever wonder if this is why you were put in the Senate, to deal with this thing right here, this project? I know, Alex, that this is why I was put into the Senate, Ernst replied. The Alex Marlow Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.